the Science Show on RN. And so to dead fish. A paper just published, you may have heard discussed in Breakfast on RN. Dr. John Long from Flinders and the origins of your hands and fingers 380 million years ago. He's with David Fisher, now recovered from all that grog.
Elpistus digi was an ancient fish that lived in the Devonian period in Canada about 380 million years ago. And its remains were first discovered in 1938 and described by a very famous British paleontologist called Stanley Westall, who from this fragment of a skull roof thought it must belong to an amphibian. And this, of course, was very exciting in 1938 because we didn't really have many amphibians in the Devonian period. Later on, in the 1980s, more of this beast was found, a snout, in fact, just the front part of the skull. And a very famous fish paleontologist described this specimen and then decided it was actually the remains of a fish. But not just any fish, a really advanced fish, a fish whose skull roof pattern looked more like an amphibian than any other fish.
I've seen a picture of it. It's fragments, I don't know, 15, 20 or more, all pieced together. I think it's about a metre and a half long, isn't it?
That's correct. And this fantastic new specimen was uncovered in 2010. My colleague, Professor Richard Cloutier from the University of Quebec, studied this specimen and he was part of the team that excavated it from the shores of Lake Miigwetcha in Canada at a World Heritage site there. Mm.
And you've honed in on the fin.
Yes, well, there's so much fascinating information out of this new specimen. As I said, 1985, all we had was a snout. And then this whole new specimen has recently turned up. But in 2006, a very exciting find from Arctic Canada was Tiktaalik. And Tiktaalik bridged the gap between advanced fishes with fleshy lobe fins and the first amphibians. And it was a big discovery. It was in all the newspapers. It was on the cover of Nature. But Tiktaalik, even though it did tell us a lot about that gap between fishes and land animals, was still an incomplete specimen. So enter the new discovery. This fantastic new specimen is the very first example from anywhere in the world of this advanced type of fish that's complete from tip of snout to tip of tail. And there's so much information in it that in the very first paper that's just come out in Nature, we find that we've had to focus on one aspect of the anatomy, and that is the pectoral fin. Because when fishes made the big step forward from swimming in water to invading land, it wasn't the head that changed much at all. It was really the limbs, because the fin to walk on land needs to become a set of arms and legs. And so we're seeing the transition of a fish fin into a fully functional kind of limb.
And to take the weight of the fish.
Exactly. This fin could bear weight. So the fin was beautifully preserved, 100% complete in every way, except we couldn't see the internal bones of the skeleton because on both sides of the fin, you could just see the scales and the fin rays. It was a complete perfect fin in both aspects. So we put it through a synchrotron, and Richard Cloutier then met me back in 2013 at a paleontology conference in the US, and we got together. We're old friends. We've known each other for over 25 years. And we decided to collaborate on this because he had the wonderful specimen, and my lab at Flinders was set up to process this kind of data in a very modern and efficient kind of way. And so by teaming up together, we were able to produce this paper, which revealed for the first time the complete fin skeleton of one of these very advanced fishes. And you know what we found? The most amazing thing about it was that it didn't just have a regular fin like a fish with a whole row of fin rays and scales covering the end of the fin. But once you analyzed the bones inside the fin, we saw that it had the typical humerus ulna radius that many of the fish of this age have. But then it had a series of advanced carpal bones, and then right at the end of the fin it had some rows of what we call digits, the same bones that form the fingers in your hand. And this is the very first time, unequivocally, we have the evidence of rows of digits or finger bones inside the fin of an advanced fish.
Why do you think that this is the only specimen to have been found?
It's a very big fish, and it's also a top-end predator. It was the apex predator of this ancient ecosystem. And apex predators are always pretty rare because they're the top of the food chain.
Being so rare and so important, is it on display in Canada or is it locked up?
No, it's been on display for many years at the Parc de Miguasha Museum in Quebec. And there's even T-shirts made. I have a T-shirt, El Pistostigi, King of the Devonian, which I was wearing around long before our paper was written.
Now, congratulations are in order. You're this year's recipient of the Bettison and James Award, a $50,000 acknowledgement of your lifetime of work in paleontology and vertebrate evolution plans.
Thank you, David. It was a bit left of centre. I didn't expect to win this prize, but I do have plans to use this award to develop a project, which I've been working on, a book and a potential documentary about the parallels we see with the evolution of life and automotive design as shown through the history of motorcycles.
Motorcycles?
Yeah, I ride motorbikes. I've been riding ever since I was 17. And I've written a book about all the parallels that one finds in automotive design and the trends in like engines getting bigger over time and the same way dinosaurs got bigger through the era of dinosaurs. The rules of evolution are very much replayed in the history of automotive design. And many of us that like to communicate science, we do it in the same way all the time. You know, we break down the science, but I'm trying a different metaphor, if you like. And I think it will hopefully interest people that don't normally read popular science, but might be interested in automotive design and engines and motorbikes.
And you hope to produce some television documentaries? What are
working on? Well, I've written the manuscript, which outlines the concepts, and we've already received funding from the South Australian Film Corporation because I interested a couple of film producers in this idea. And we've already shot some footage in the spectacular Flinders Ranges with me on my Moto Guzzi riding through the stunning ranges there through to the dawn of time where animal life first evolved in the Ediacaran. And so the whole idea of this is to keep alive the concept of how did life first evolve? How did engines first evolve? The spark of life that we get in an engine is like seeing the very first animals appear in the Ediacaran, and the very steamy prototypes of life resemble the kinds of prototypes we have in the first motorbikes. So it's a kind of wacky idea, but people love it. We've already done some filming, and we're hoping to now use this award to get some further filming and animations made to interest some of the big producers.
The multi-talented Professor John Long from Flinders University with David Fisher. Janelle Wiley, by the way, has a report on that in ABC Science Online, the link on the Science Show website.